Hi, and welcome to Drive It, Convert It for Friday, March 31st. This is show number one. Drive It, Convert It is the podcast where small and medium-sized businesses learn the marketing strategies and tactics behind driving more traffic to their website and converting that traffic into qualified leads and sales. Drive It, Convert It. Now, your ability to leverage technology will also play a key role in your online success. So this podcast will refer to the technology behind successful marketing strategies and tactics deployed online. This series will focus mostly on strategy, so it's great for business owners, managers, and marketers. However, I will definitely sprinkle in valuable techniques and tactics too. So listen closely, no matter what your role in your company's online success. I'm John Bolter. I'm the president of Bastion Internet. Podcasts and show notes can be found at bastioninternet.com. That's bastioninternet.com. Today's show will focus on setting an overall objective for your website and online marketing strategy. Now, that's not directly driving traffic or converting traffic, and yet, without it, your chances of driving the right traffic or converting the traffic are very slim. I've been in technology and marketing for over 20 years. It always scares me when I put it like that. And one of the reasons I've been successful is I've always been able to bridge technology and marketing. They are very different animals, and the people that work those respective fields are very different people. But here's the rub. The two are increasingly interconnected, and the web and web marketing is almost the pinnacle of that interdependence. Recently, I was talking to a friend and business associate of mine, and I was telling him about a situation I had with a programmer regarding putting some functionality into a website. Now, this particular functionality was well outside the scope of the project. It was definitely overkill, and I really didn't want him to do it. Yet the programmer was insistent. I said to my friend, if doing something will just create more work and has virtually no payback, it's really not something the customer cares about how it's done, why would he want to do it like that? Why would the technologists want to do it like that? This is his insightful answer. Because they can. Technicians simply love to practice their trade, often to the exclusion of the larger picture. And that's what often makes them so good. I always get a kick out of talking to my technical people. When the subject of web designers and web marketing comes up, they ask me, don't these people understand? I just hate those guys. They just don't get it. And then I find myself in a similar conversation with my marketers and designers. They'll often comment about search engine optimizers or programmers, and they'll say, don't they understand? Don't they get it? Do those people live in a vacuum? So how do I deal with it? And how should you deal with it? Draw it back to your business and what the overall objective of your website is. This is where you as the business owner or manager come in. In order to get the most from your web resources, whether you outsource, do it in-house, or a combination, you've got to have a clear objective for your website. Now write that down. It's important. Or if you're driving, just commit it to memory. You've got to have a clear and unmistakable objective for your website. Now, it sounds pretty simple, but it isn't. If it were, you could look at almost any website and know what that objective is. Try it. 9 out of 10 times, it will not be clear to you. Now, once you've come up with it, it will absolutely make everything else to do with your site and the strategy behind that site much simpler and much more effective. The trap with the web is the breadth and the depth that is possible. You can have thousands of pages spread out over hundreds of different subjects and departments. Real estate on the web is cheap. On the other hand, writing good, effective, consistent content is difficult and it can be very time-consuming. Functionality on your site can be almost unlimited. You can program in tools and database queries and searches and surveys, almost anything you can think of today. So where do you draw the line on design and development? How do you set direction and stay on target and within an appropriate scope? I have a couple of kids. They're 13 and 7. And having kids, a lot of my insight over the past 10 or so years has, of course, come from watching Disney movies. And one of my favorite characters, although I must say I didn't like him as a child, he sort of scared me a little bit. But one of my favorite characters in rewatching this particular movie, Alice in Wonderland, is the Cheshire Cat. And in one scene, he says to Alice, if you do not know where to go, then it shouldn't matter which way you take. Alice was trying to get somewhere, but she didn't know where she was trying to get to. And he says, well, you might already even be there. You have to start with your website's objective. Here are some examples. Your objective may be, I want people who have had no previous contact with my company to see my site and be motivated to pick up the phone and call our sales department for more information. Example 2. I want people who have met us at a trade show or have seen our advertising to be able to research our product and make a good and educated buying decision. Finally, I want customers to be able to get support online and to be exposed to other products and services while they are visiting our site to get that support. Once your objective is clear, it becomes orders of magnitude easier to ensure you have an appropriate and effective site design, focused web advertising, and the right level and quantity of functions and content. It also gives designers, search engine marketers, and programmers the focus they need to stay on target with your site development and your site marketing. Thus, you have a better designed site, and you won't have overspent. Always a good thing. The site objective is basic, but basic doesn't mean simple. Often, the more basic something is, the harder it gets. So don't beat yourself up about it if you struggle with it at first. However, you do need to nail the basics down before you can make the most of specific strategies to drive more traffic to your site and convert that traffic once it's there. Otherwise, you overspend and your site will still under-deliver. So between now and next week, think about what the main objective is for your site. Look at your site. Is it accomplishing that objective? Have you cluttered up your site with too much trying to meet secondary objectives? In the coming weeks, we'll be talking about more basics, as well as more refined issues. We'll also discuss how to make the most of a subpar site, because you can't always start over. Sometimes you just gotta forge on with what you've got for the meantime. So how do we maximize that? Sometimes improving what you've got is the course of action you need to take. Next week, we'll specifically look at target markets, another web and business basic that surprisingly often gets lost in the mix. Defining your target market or target markets is absolutely vital to effectively driving more web traffic to your site and converting that traffic. You'll need to nail that one too. What will surprise you is that your online target market is likely not the same as your offline target market. Download show number 2 when it comes out next week. Until then, visit us at bastioninternet.com or email us at podcast@bastioninternet.com. Thanks. Have a great week.